Good morning. Yesterday we saw the opinion of the Rivash and others as well that there is a Din Yerusha when it comes to being the rabbi's son. So if somebody has a father and he has a position in the community, he's the Rav of the city or he's the Rav of a shul, possibly under certain circumstances, Rosh Yeshiva. We saw the Pesach of the Rivash that there is a Din Yerusha Barabonus, that the son would be appointed in place of the father. We did see prior to that that there are certain requirements. He doesn't have to be the greatest chacham around. He doesn't have to be the greatest talmid chacham. He does have to be a yirei shamayim. And today, we are going to investigate, maybe there's a different side of this. Is there an opinion that says there isn't an absolute right of the son to take over the position of the father? So with the sheet of the Rashba, it's brought in a tshuva, and there he's talking not about the son of the rabbi, but the son of the chazan, of the shaliach tzibur. And I quote what he says, afal pi sheyesh acher yoser tov mimenu, even though there is somebody who is better, who has a better voice than the son of the shaliach tzibur, shuras hadin shebeno kodem, the proper thing to do is that the son has priority. Why? Ki lefi masha niroa, because, says the Rashba, based on what I can see, the minag osan hamekomos, it seems to be the minag in those places, habani mismani midas hatzibur chazanim tachas avos, because it is that the sons are appointed by the tzibur in place of their fathers. So when the fathers retire or pass away, indeed we see that that is the minag amakom, that the son is appointed in his place. So we see based on this Rosh Rabbah that at least when it comes to the son of the chazan, there is a minhag, but not that there's an absolute right. And in fact, the Ramah does bring this Rashba lahalacha. He doesn't use the exact language there, but the Magen Avram does explain it as follows, that shura sadin, that's what's proper, is that there's the minhag makom, and where there is a minhag makom, that the son will be appointed in place of the father. So that is as it comes to being the son of the shliach tzibur. And then that Magen Avraham comes and expands his discussion, and he discusses how about the son of the rabbi. So he brings the name of the Maharshtam, the Bechacham Hamuneh Laharbitz Torah. If we have a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham who is appointed to teach Torah, Oladin, or to judge, to be on the Beis Din, to be the head of the Beis Din, Lo Armin Kach, we do not say this. In other words, the Rashbam is saying that there is no Din Yerusha, that the son of the Chacham who teaches Torah or is on the Beis Din has the ability, has the right, has the schus to take over his father. There's no concept of Yerusha when it comes to Rabbonus. On the other hand, the Magen Avram brings what appears to be somewhat of a dissenting opinion. The Sefer Yad Malachi says, the Kol Haminuyim Shem Keser Torah, all appointees relating to Keser Torah, that's Rabbonus, Ein b'neim kodmim, the son does not have priority, rak mihilal hanasi v'elach, except from when Hillel was appointed the nasi, and from onward, nahagush b'neim kodmim, that was the minhag, that the child, the son, has priority over everyone else. So it seems to be that the Magen Avraham is bringing that when it comes to Yerusha, inheriting your father who's a Rav, it's a machlokis between the Rashdam and the Sefer Yad Malachi. On the one hand, the Rashdam says there is no Din Yerusha when it comes to Rabbanus, and the Yad Malachi says there is, kind of. It's based on Minhag, and if the Minhag is that there is a Din Yerusha, that is what is binding, and the son will have priority. If we're in a place that is not the Minhag, then the son will not have priority. So there, that seems to fit very nicely with the Yeshita that we just brought of the Rashba in talking about the Chazan, that the Chazan of the Chazan has priority based on what the Minhag is. So too, we see here that at least the Sefer Yad Malachi is explaining that there is a Din Yerusha Barabonus based on the Minhag Hamakom. Now, on the other hand, there's an Asara Ma'amaros that says as follows, that even in this explanation that there is, based on a Minhag from Hillel HaNasif and onward, that that's when they started the Minhag, that the son has priority. He has the Asara Maros has a fascinating historical insight to this. He says this is at the time of the Bayit Sheni. And the time of the Bayit Sheni, the people saw that Nital HaMalchus Mibnei David HaMelech, that the Malchus, the kingdom, was taken away from David HaMelech totally. And accordingly, in order to fulfill the imperative of Los Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda, that the kingdom would indeed reside with the Malchus Beis David in place of having a king, because they didn't have a king at that time. They appointed the Nasi of Torah, but it was a Nisius. It's a more of a, it's a political appointment to be from the Zera of David HaMelech, to be from the descendants of David HaMelech, which was Hillel. Hillel was of a descendant of David HaMelech. So accordingly, what we see from this is that the appointment and the giving the priority to a son, starting with Hillel HaNasi, was not because that there is a Yerusha when it comes to Rabbanus. Yerusha when it comes to your father being a rabbi, having a, an official position of a Rav, but it was Mita'am Malchus, but because of the kingdom, that the king and the son of a king has a priority over anyone else. So accordingly, we cannot learn, even in this concept that we see from in the Bayis Sheni, they appointed Hillel HaNasi, and they kept it with them in the family thereafter, that there's a Din Yerusha Baravonis, because that's because they were came from descendants. They were descendants of David HaMelech, and the Melech, and the children of the Melech, and the descendants of the Melech, they have a priority. So it has nothing to do with Yerusha Barabonus, it's Yerusha B'malchus. Just to add on in an interesting point, the Tshuvas HaRei B'Samim, just like we saw when the Rashba was talking about that there is Yerusha when it comes to the Chazan's son, the Shliach Sibor's son, and then possibly the Sefer Yad Malachi, that there is a Yerusha when it comes to the sons of the Rav, the Rabban, and Rabbanus, the Tshuvas HaRei B'Samim, and it's based on the Minhag, not there's that an Apidul Shulut, right? The Rashba said, this is based on the Minhag, then the child of the Chazan has the priority. And the Sefer Yad Malachi says that's the Minhag, but not that there's an absolute right of the child to have Yerusha from the father. The Tshuvas HaRei B'Samim expands it to the Chazka Shar Minuim, same thing, a Chazaka, with all other appointees, for example, the shochet, that was an official position in the town, the shochet ubodek, ukiotzebaze, all appointees by the tzibur who rak machmas minag. It's not that there's an absolute right to become the to take on the position of the father, but rather it's based on the minag makom. So that's where we have the second view. The view from yesterday was based on the Rivash and others, is that there's an absolute right of the child to take on the Yerusha. It's not based on minag, but he has a right to. And now today's view is that of the Rashba, that it's based on the minag. But nonetheless, we do have to end off with the following question that we saw in the Sifri. And this is how the Rambam Paskin Kol HaMinuyim Shebisra Yerusha LaHabanim, that indeed it sounds like all appointees, all official positions, there is Yerusha to the children. And the question is, so why did the Rashba say it depends on Minag HaMakom? Because it would appear based on the Sifri, which is the source for this halacha, and the Psak of the Rambam, that it applies regardless of Minag HaMakom. Even if it's not the Minag HaMakom, the child indeed should have, the son should have priority over everyone else. And on that, we will close in Amir Chesem. We will maybe even see additional views on this starting tomorrow.